Now, at least four Yemeni children have been killed in the latest wave of the Saudi aggression on Yemen. The attack was an airstrike targeting the northwestern city of Sada in the district of Razi. It has also left 10 civilian injuries, all of them children. Yemen is stepping its retaliatory responses to the assaults from Riyadh as well. Shortly before the latest Saudi assault, Yemeni drones targeted Abha International Airport in the Saudi capital of the southwestern Asir region. Yemen's Air Force also used Gassef-1 type UAVs to strike a branch of the Saudi Arabian oil company Aramco in the Jazan region. At least 14,300 people, mostly civilians, have lost their lives since Riyadh started its military campaign against its southern neighbor in March 2015. Well, let's discuss this from Sana'a. Joining me live is Hussein Al-Bukhari, activist and political commentator. Let's see. Mr. Bukhari, good to have you with us. What do you make of this? We had a report of France meeting the Emmanuel Macron meeting the Saudi Crown Prince bin Salman, and Macron said that he condemned actually the attacks by Houthi fighters and Ansarullah fighters actually, and said that there is nothing wrong with the sale of arms to Saudi Arabia. And just we had breaking news that four children got killed in Saudi air attacks. What does this mean?
The Saudi Crown Prince visit to the U.S. and now to France is to get more support from this country to supply their weapons, to try to block any international investigation into crimes done by the Saudi in Yemen. And it's really silly that I think yesterday or today the president of France has declared that they will do a meeting in the coming weeks in Paris to collect and to help Yemen, or to sort out what aid they need and to donate to Yemen. And on the other hand, he's meeting with the Crown Prince, signing an agreement in billions of dollars to sell weapons that are targeting only Yemeni civilians. As you mentioned today, the attack and strike on Saada that killed four children. And yesterday, another four civilians were killed. 3 days ago, 15 civilians were killed. Eight of them were children between the age of 2 months and, I believe, 12 to 13 years old. This not going to stop unless the Yemeni army will extend its fight into Saudi territory, deep into Saudi, just like they did today for the first time. They have used these drones outside Yemen. They have used them many times against mercenary across Yemen, especially in Mocha port. But this attack today on Abha airport and as well on the Aramco company in Jizan, this is, we know that the Crown Prince depend on Aramco and his plan, that they call it the 30 years plan, to sell Aramco and then to invest the money, as he said, in Saudi infrastructure. To damage Aramco, it means you will break the backbone of the Saudi. And Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, leader of Ansarullah al-Houthi, have said on the 25th of March that Yemeni will continue its attack on missiles and ballistic missiles into Saudi. And he mentioned as well about drones. Yemeni army has unveiled these drones about a year ago, and I've seen Saudi media were making fun of these drones, and they say they bought them from the market, they haven't made them. It doesn't matter now. These drones are working. These drones will target not only Abha. We will see in the coming week that they will go deeper into Saudi Arabia, and now it will be an eye for an eye, and the Saudi oil company, Saudi port, Saudi airport will be the main target of Yemeni attack.
All right. That's right. Thank you for your comments. That was Hussein Al-Bukhari, activist and political commentator, joining me from Sana'a.